But Mesolithic hunter-gatherers had no rational explanation for this vivid change in the flint.
It would have been the most extraordinary, magical thing in the Mesolithic to see a transformation like this. They're living at a time where the colour palette is dominated by green and brown and black and white. Something as flamboyant as this would have given this particular area a real local signature. Something that would have meant this place to people. This is the place where memories and traditions start. Stonehenge isn't just a new build, it's in response to something.
The magical pink flint and an abundant supply of meat may have inspired the hunter-gatherers to mark out the area with the totem pole-like monuments. An act that Jakes believes may have been the start of this landscape's mythical status.
There'd be memories attached to that, stories attached to that. Almost certainly the people involved are getting mythologized. Does that mean down the line, these ideas are getting monumentalised and later take shape in structures like the one we can see behind us at Stonehenge?
The evidence from the Mesolithic encampment, combined with the mysterious posts, establishes a compelling starting point for the Stonehenge story.